This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. Do we all need just a little more kindness in our lives? A door open here, a smile to a stranger? How can these simple things kickstart a chain reaction of kindness in a world that many believe is getting ruder and ruder by the moment due to the pandemic? So how can we combat rudeness, inconsideration, and just plain old meanness? Here this morning to help us straighten it all out is Dr. Catherine Athens. Dr. Athens has doctorate degrees in both clinical and health psychology, along with a master's degree in clinical community psychology. She is also a licensed family and marriage therapist. It's our pleasure to welcome Dr. Athens to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. So let me ask you this now. Are you finding that the pandemic is bringing out the worst in many people?
Absolutely. People cannot be locked up and be healthy. So many bad traits of paranoia, depression, anger are coming out, and people are acting out against each other and probably out of frustration. And it's hard to know what's what. A lot of those people are not reaching out to get some counseling help or to understand that there is help, and there is. But when you don't have human interaction for a long period of time, the whole neural networks in our bodies start freezing up. Our brains start shrinking, and we become irritable and angry because we know we have been denied some of our humanity.
Okay, so how do we coexist in a world of debates about masks, no masks, vaccinations, and quarantine? How do we coexist in this world?
Well, I think people need to come to themselves. And of course, being a psychotherapist, I believe that people need to go get help from other people. Call your local community center. Call your local community hospital. Get in a group. Start talking with others about it. You know, your feelings, your anger. And it's hard because you go, I did a lecture in Colorado last Friday, and in Colorado, people aren't wearing masks. People aren't requiring masks in restaurants. But in California, you have to wear a mask everywhere. So it's hard to know when you go from state to state what's required. And believe it or not, we as humans like to do the right thing, and we want to do what's required and expected of us, but it becomes extremely frustrating and confusing to the whole being not to know. And then now we have this new variant, and people are going, oh, my gosh. But, you know, virus mutate. That's their nature. So understanding that, take care of yourself. This is what I tell people. Stay, 6 feet apart from strangers. If you're in a strange market, wear your mask. Make sure you wash your hands. Make sure you drink lots of clean water. Take your vitamin C, your vitamin D, your zinc, which protect you against common cold, which are virus. Meditate or do relaxation, some deep breathing, and then do something for another person. And I always tell all my clients, you need to give to someone who needs something. And that helps the brain create healthy chemicals such as serotonin and norepinephrine and dopamines, which are the feel-good drugs. So you begin to feel better about yourself. And that will help with the anger, the irritation, whatever other feelings you have.
Now, do you believe that we all have experienced some degree of trauma as a result of the pandemic?
Absolutely. We are social animals, and just having to not interact with each other is traumatic. And then a lot of people have not been able to get the medical help they need. Their insurance doesn't cover it for some reason. It's not actively advertised. And so there's a sense of anger and trauma and helplessness. So there is a mild to severe PTSD going through our society. I have clients that say, I'm never leaving the house again. I can get everything delivered. I can work from my home. And I don't want to talk to any other humans.
Wow, look at that. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. On the phone with me this morning is Dr. Catherine Athens. She has a doctorate degree in both clinical and health psychology. Now, you talked about this earlier, doing something nice for others. What are some simple things we can do to brighten someone's day?
Well, you know, you might want to leave some bottles of water with a note on your neighbor's door, on somebody's door. You might want to go down to the food bank and work there, packing some food. You might want to just give to some sort of charity, just to write a small check. Those are things, because it's hard to give food to people just directly because of the COVID. You can give through the food banks. You can help to sponsor maybe a child or a teenager at risk. All of these things are useful. Call your local community center and say, what do you need? Maybe what they need is a big bag of napkins, you know, donated, because they don't have the money for that. And you can do that. That's the sense of giving to another who perhaps is less fortunate. Creates these good chemicals, you know, hands better to give than receive, because it creates all these good chemicals, and it is a beneficial method of starting each person back on the road to knowing they're okay, because everyone here is really okay. There's enough food, there's enough fresh air, there's enough fresh water, there's enough fresh sanitation. We are very, very fortunate and blessed. And so this PTSD, we have to work on it for everybody. It can lead to other things.
So the prevailing thought is that people are getting ruder. So then should we be extra nice to restaurant workers, airport workers, and customer service workers?
Absolutely. I've started a practice of buying See's candies. If you can't buy the big box, buy the little when I go travel, and I give them to the flight crew. You wouldn't believe the response. Oh, my gosh, that's so kind. I said, this is just a little token of appreciation for what you do every day. Now, what we need as humans, the number one need, believe it or not, is not extra money. It's acknowledgement. And so when we acknowledge, even with a small thing, it goes a huge, long way. You've made those people's day for, you know, $5 or $10. And those people see hundreds of people every day. So they can feel a little bit kinder toward others and a little bit calmer because they've been acknowledged. It's really, really important to say thank you to the workers in the restaurant. Leave them an extra dollar or two. I've done that, and you wouldn't believe the response there. Oh, my God, you don't know. This makes such a difference for me. And it's just like, oh, it's my pleasure, you know. Thank you so much for acknowledging me. It's been so hard. I've had a hard time paying my bills. I've had a hard time feeding my kids. Thank you for doing that.
All right. So if someone is being rude to you, how do you respond?
Oh, mainly to make sure that I zip my mouth up, put the duct tape on there, okay, because my immediate response would be to say something worse, and that's not a good thing. Usually I am quiet, I take a step back, a deep breath, and I engage my brain and think, they must be having a really horrible day today. And what could I say, one or two words, that might help them calm down? And just say, it looks like you're really having a bad day today. Or you could say, you know, I really appreciate whatever, you know, a comment on their dress or their shoes or whatever. Or to say nothing, but take a step back, send them good thoughts, and walk away.
And again, in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. More information about the show and our guests can always be found on our Facebook page. Like us and follow us and visit us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. This morning, we're speaking to Dr. Catherine Athens. This morning, we're talking about the impact of the pandemic and are we all becoming a little ruder as a result of the pandemic? Dr. Athens is a clinical and health psychologist. She's also a family and marriage therapist, a licensed family and marriage therapist for over 25 years. Now, doctor, you literally wrote the book on the subject, but tell us how stress, anxiety, and worry can impact your overall health.
That's right. With a Heart Brain, which I ask people to get, it's a wonderful book. I wrote it with a colleague, and it took us about 3 years to write. Talks about the importance of allowing the heart to be in harmony, which is to breathe and to expel stress, to not stay in stress, to not create more stress, because the heart is the organ that goes through the body and measures how the other organs are doing. And if there's something wrong in the body, it's the heart that sends the message up through the vagus nerve to the brain. Now, the brain may think, oh, I'm not ready to hear that. It's stored in the old brain, or it may go up to something called the thalamus in the brain, and it may be stored there, sort of semi-consciously. But a lot of people don't want to know anything about what's going on in their body. They want to maintain a level of stress, which stresses the adrenal glands. Now, you have to realize the adrenal glands are sending out this adrenaline or epinephrine to the body for fight or flight. And too much of that, they have adrenal fatigue. When that happens, the body looks to the heart to secrete those hormones because, believe it or not, we need hormones to be able to think. If our hormone balance is off, we think in a crooked manner. And that's not good. And so when that happens, we start having heart failure, heart attacks. Our blood pressure goes up. Our blood vessels contract. We start going up on the cholesterol. So it's maintaining a calm, relaxed air that will allow the body to function in a normal manner. It does not function well under stress.
So we've seen it play out here on, you know, we've seen the videos on YouTube and things like that. Adult pandemic tantrums, you know, we've seen it on the airplanes. What do you make of that as a psychologist?
Well, people are so frustrated, feel so helpless that they get to that point of desperation. And that's very sad. It's really not okay to push people that way. You know, in California, so many people's businesses were closed with no money to compensate them. Think about that. Think about if you're a person who saved all your life and you opened up a little store, a little restaurant, and the government came and said, okay, you have to close, but we're not going to give you any money, and you're probably going to go into bankruptcy, et cetera, et cetera. And in California, our system of unemployment, you know, the state with the brightest stars in computers, had the worst, oldest computer system. So people who deserved unemployment were getting it, yet prisoners were getting unemployment. It's very strange. So that's very weird, and it doesn't make sense to people, and it's agitating, and people feel helpless, and people we're terrified with this virus. You know, you're terrified, people. So think about that. You're afraid. You have nothing to lose. And then you get agitated. What are you going to do? You're going to act out. It's not rocket science. It's very clearly not a good thing to have happen to people in this country because we're known for helping each other, for being ethical, for being good. And we have to come back to that.
And with that, we're out of time this morning. Doctor, if our listeners would like to find out more about you, how can they do so?
Oh, thank you. If you go to CatherineAthensPhD.com, that's CatherineAthensPhD, P as in Paul, H as in Harry, D as in dog.com, or angelsisland.com, you'll find I have podcasts. I have recordings of radio programs. I have books. You can buy books there. You can email me at CatherineAthensPhD@Yahoo. Please do if you have a question. I tell people, contact me. I'm happy to help, okay? Happy to refer you. Happy to talk to you for a few minutes. Steer you in the right direction.
All right. And with that, we're out of time this morning. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us, Doctor.
Thank you for having me, and many blessings to everybody. Thank you.
We've been speaking to Dr. Catherine Athens. If you missed anything this morning, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now, and follow us there now.
Stick around. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine in a moment. This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.